What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. Yo, what's up, everybody? Oh, almost started without my shades. Hold on. Gotta get these right. There we go. Feel better. Light shining off the shades. So what's up, everybody? It's your boy Doggy Diamonds, Doggy Diamonds TV. This is Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. Shout out to everybody who's on the check-in. I know I don't go live as much as I should, but you know, I be operating in the real world. You see me talking about Jay-Z, the NFL I got on a Raiders hat. Do know that this Raider hat has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with the football team. This is an ode to my neighborhood. We would call the Raiders. So that was it. So for anybody who knows that I've said it plenty of times. It has nothing to do with football. Do not look at me and be like, yeah, you're talking about this, but you're wearing a Raiders hat. Stop it. And then for people who come in later on who say that, go back to the beginning. Already addressed that. And I wore this plenty of times and I'll let y'all know what it is. But I did want to talk about Jay-Z in this whole this whole NFL thing. It's been spoken about every day. People calling Jay-Z a sellout. Some people saying he's brilliant. Some people saying, how could you hate on the black man? Some people saying, we need to give him a chance. Some people say you need to say it's Hove. You know, it's many different perspectives on the topic situation. Not that my perspective is greater than anybody's perspective or less than anybody's perspective, but I do have one nonetheless. I've gotten phone calls of people calling me, you know, telling me what they thought about it. I heard different people out. People wanted to know what I think. I'm the type of individual, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I don't really think that, I know that my voice is important in some ways, but sometimes I be feeling like what I think don't matter. I'm not a talking head. I'm not a person that feel like I have to talk about every subject that happened. Like, you know, birds start dying and I got to get on here and start talking about the birds die. And this is just not my life. My life consists of doing what I want to do. And some things I just don't care about. But this topic means something to me because I seen what happened with the Barclays Center. Now, let me give you a little backstory with the Barclays Center. Then I'm going to get right into how I feel about the Jay-Z NFL thing. So when the Barclays Center was being proposed, we kind of knew it was going to happen to the neighborhood. We knew gentrification was coming based off of when the Clintons moved into Harlem. We knew that that was it. Whenever you see a Starbucks, a Chipotle is soon to follow or vice versa. Right? So you'll see a Starbucks and then you'll see a Chipotle, then you know there goes the neighborhood, because who loves coffee more than these individuals? You know, the pilgrims. So once you see those coming, so we knew gentrification was coming. So we seen me living in that area, the Clinton Hill Atlantic Terminal area. We started seeing that it was plans to build a stadium there. You know, we seen it on the news. They was going to build a stadium there. And, once they was going to build a stadium, it's like, what does that mean for the neighborhood? So they're building a stadium. And at first we like, yo, that's kind of dope. We going to have, you know, a stadium here, you know, the Brooklyn Nets, yo, it's lit. We got our own team. And then it started being like, well, they're talking about moving some people out of the neighborhood. They're talking about uprooting people out of buildings and getting people out of here. And a building that I was staying in particular called Atlantic Terminals, they was talking about getting people out of the building. So it's like, oh, whoa. Like, that's a little different now. Yeah, you building a stadium. That's cool and everything. But once you start talking about uprooting people, that's a little different. Once you start talking about people losing their house, I mean, their apartment, that's a little different. That shouldn't be with the package. So it was a lot of protests going on. You know, many people didn't want the stadium to be built based off of what people thought was going to happen. And some people did get moved right out of that neighborhood. So It was a lot of protesting, a lot of people, you know, it was a lot of community center meetings, a lot of community meetings about this Barclays Center that's coming and it's going to affect the neighborhood, but people who live there. Let me turn the mic up just in case. So some people say I'm sounding a little low. So, you know, I seen that happening. Then out of nowhere, Jay-Z got involved. I don't know if he was involved from the beginning. I can't say he was. I can't say he wasn't. But he was involved. And then he was going to be the owner of the Nets. And he was going to open the thing with the stadium. So like always, all you got to do with us is entertain us. Throw a little party, little drinking, little smoking, some chicks. We forget why we was mad. So everybody was like, stadium? Hov gonna open a building? Oh, it's lit. Oh, I'm buying tickets. So it went from people being mad that the stadium was coming to Hov is gonna open the stadium and he's gonna be the part owner of the Brooklyn Nets. It's like, yo, damn, Jay-Z is gonna be the owner of the Brooklyn Nets. We didn't know the percentage. We didn't care. We just like, yo, that's big for hip hop. Cause you know, everything that happens with a rapper, we say, that's big for hip hop. Hip hop won. This is before Instagram was really lit. So you didn't see really that many memes, but you seen people on Facebook, Twitter. Yeah. You know, we finally got an owner. You know what I'm saying? We was lit. Hip hop. Hov won. Nas lost. You know, the things that people say. So here we go. Jay-Z's out there. You know, they cut the ribbon. They throw the dirt on the ground. It is what it is. And so what happens is the stadium open. He opens it. He does the concerts. He does everything that he needs to do to kind of take some of the civil unrest away. Everybody's partying. Everybody's having a good time. But the neighborhood is changing. The neighborhood is fastly changing. And I'm not saying he did it, but because, you know, the plans that they have is not just a year plan. This is plans that are, they plan 20, 30 years ahead. This is not something that they just, you know, just get up and just do stuff. This is years ahead. What I'm saying is sometimes they have to bring people in to calm us down. And it depending on who they bring in, we get calm. Because again, all you got to do is throw some music in there. Throw a little party. Throw some smoke. Throw some drink. You know, it's going to be, we gonna calm down. As long as we could have a good time, we going to calm down. You know, and that's what happened with the Barclays Center to me. The neighborhood has changed. I'm from that neighborhood, born and raised, whole family. So many people have been moved out of their apartment. So many people have given up their apartment and their homes because it was just so much going on in the neighborhood negative that they was just couldn't wait to leave. And they flew down south. They flew all over. But it is what it is. But Jay-Z coming in, and then he sold his interest in the team. And then we found out what his interest was. It was like, you have a percent of 1%? What is that? You know what I'm saying? He had a percent of 1%. So you really wasn't the owner. Yo, we got rocked to sleep. We celebrated too fast for nothing. But I ain't gonna front. His percent of 1% is probably more than what I got in the bank. So I'm not mad. The point that I'm making is Jay-Z did was best for him. He was hired to do something. He did it. We calmed down. We relaxed. Barclays Center open. No more protests. That's it. It is what it is. Let's fast forward now. That happened then. The Nets been there. The neighborhood is different, gentrified. It is what it is. Let's fast forward now. The Kaepernick things happen. The Kaepernick thing happened. Whether you agree with Kaepernick, whether you disagree with Kaepernick, that's on you. Whatever your stance is, you have a right to take your stance. That's on you. I'm not telling anybody that they're wrong or right for taking a stance on the Kaepernick situation. That's on you. Oh, and I want to let y'all know, too, my Super Chat donation is open now, too. It wasn't open before, but I fixed it, and it's open. And y'all need y'all to hit that like button, too, because we need this recommended. Anyway, so what happens, right? Kaepernick, things happen. People are upset. NFL ratings are down. NFL ratings are down. This is a proven fact. I believe to a certain extent, the NFL is in panic mode. They're trying to find a way to get us because I don't see, and I'm going to talk to all black people right now, which y'all don't know is that we say we broke, we say we don't have money, which is true. I think we don't have disposable income, meaning that we don't have the money to just waste, but we do, right? We are the biggest consumers, the biggest spenders, no matter what it is. Look at right now the Popeye's chicken sandwiches. Last week, everybody was Dr. Sebi vegans. This week, everybody talking about a spicy chicken sandwich. This is a proven fact. I'm not trying to be funny. It just is what it is. Last week, I seen so many vegans. This week, people were talking about Popeye's spicy chicken sandwiches. Lines through the window, through the block, down the street for a Popeye's spicy chicken sandwiches. There's no lines for people trying to get jobs. There's no lines at the gym. There's no lines at the people trying to get their social security card, their ID. But for that Popeye's chicken sandwich, there's a line. But let me not get off track. Let me get back. NFL, Colin Kaepernick, things happened. The ratings are down. Kaepernick took a payoff. Now, I don't know what his payoff was, but I know he didn't speak anymore. So I was kind of like, what's up with Kaepernick? I don't know what happened. I don't know why they paid him. So I'm not going to sit here and lie to y'all. I'm not going to sit here and act like I know what happened and why it happened. I would be lying. I'm not going to do that. But I just know he took a payoff and he didn't speak anymore. So is it still boycott the NFL? Are we still standing with Cap? Because we don't even know what Cap is standing for anymore because he's not standing anymore. He's not saying anything. He's been silent. His wife or his girlfriend, whatever it is, I believe her name is Nessa. She has a lot to say. I don't follow her. So a lot of things that she was saying, I just didn't pay attention to. It's a little hot in here too. So if you see me perspiring a little bit, that's because it's hot. And I can't cut the AC or nothing on because it's going to feed into the microphone. But just bear with me. So if you see me perspiring a little bit, don't diss me. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It's hot in New York City. It's like 90. Listen, it is hot. Well, anyway. CeeLo wants to perform. Thank you for your donation, R. Jizzle. CeeLo wants to perform at the Super Bowl. They come down on CeeLo. Travis Scott was supposed to perform at the Super Bowl. If I'm not mistaken, he got a direct call from Jay-Z not to perform at the Super Bowl. That's not a good idea. So he didn't do it, right? But what I always found to be peculiar was Meek Mill hangs with Robert Kraft, who's the NFL owner of the New England Patriots. So you hang with the owner of an NFL team, but then you're mad at the NFL. So who? I'm confused. He gave Robert Kraft a champions chain. That's around the time that Robert Kraft got caught up in that whole prostitution thing. So it's like, are we for Kaepernick or are we not? Me, I'm gonna be real with you. I wasn't pro Kaepernick. I wasn't against Kaepernick. The problem that I had with I don't like people being blackballed. So that right there bothers me. And I've stated this before, and people misconstrued what I said. People are, you know, some people are not, I don't want to call them stupid, but they listen off emotion, and they don't listen, and they're not critical thinkers. Kaepernick chose to protest when? He protested during the singing of the national anthem, right? That's when he chose to take his knee, right? But the national anthem is sung at boxing matches and basketball games, and nobody says anything. So he chose to protest during the national anthem, but in every other sporting event, you got singers, real singers, singing the national anthem. So is the protest the national anthem, or is the protest police brutality? I just got really confused. So what I did was, yo, I just fell back. I was like, listen, I don't really rock with football anyway. I used to when I was younger. I don't really rock with too much organized sports because of the way I feel like the people get treated. Yeah, they make millions, but they're million-dollar slaves, right? So if you ever look at the NFL combine, when they get the players, right? Look how they measure their arms. They measure their neck. They take these black men, they measure their legs. Look familiar to you? Do they look familiar to you? They make them run. They see how fast they run. They see how high they could jump. Did that look familiar? What did that look like? What does that remind you of? So when I saw that, I never saw that in my life. I promise you, I never saw that. When I saw that for the first time, I was like, yo, this is crazy. They really actually seeing how fast you run and they measuring you. I seen a movie called Mandingo before. Let's just watch Mandingo and you'll get it. So when I saw that, that bothered me. I never had an issue with football, but when I saw that, I was like, nah, this is crazy. Then I seen all the owners with pilgrims. I seen all the coaches with pilgrims, but all the players are black men, but they don't have a voice when it comes to anything. And what I didn't like also was Marshawn Lynch, Ben going in. Marshawn Lynch, Ben living right and exact, but he got overlooked. Marshawn Lynch, look up Marshawn Lynch. He been stating the facts on a lot of things, but they overlook Marshawn Lynch. So Kaepernick does what he does. I think it's called collusion. He got paid off for lost wages, whatever. He doesn't say anything anymore. I know he was doing some things in the community. It was what it was. NFL ratings are down. I'm trying to bring y'all up to speed so I can get up out of here. NFL ratings are down. We're not rocking with the NFL. That's what I heard. That's what the talk was. I wasn't rocking with them for the reason that I told y'all. But over, you know, some people saying, I'm watching the NFL, I don't care. That's on them. Whatever. But universally, many people saying, they're not rocking with the NFL, blah, 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 blah. I stand with Cap. I seen many people. I stand with Cap. I seen people with that 7 jersey. I seen people saying, let's get that 7 jersey. Yo, let's support Kaepernick. Then he did a deal when he been had a deal with Nike. They just announced, let's support Cap. I seen that. Let's support Cap. Then Jay-Z comes 2 weeks ago. And he does, Roc Nation does a deal with the NFL. Now, when I first saw it, I was like, Well, Jay-Z is a capitalist. He told y'all he came in a game to get money. I'm not mad at that. He did a deal with the NFL. What's the deal with the NFL? What's the deal? Can anybody tell me what the deal is? What exactly are they going to do? So he sits there and he does a press conference. I watched it and I cringed. You know why I cringed? Because he couldn't really articulate any of his points. He was put in a position where he couldn't articulate anything. But he couldn't articulate what he was talking about. I just heard him say a phrase, actionable items, and I was like, well, what does that mean? Now, I've seen people say to me, yo, you just hate Jay-Z. My thing is, what reason do I have to hate Jay-Z? What did Jay-Z ever do to Doggy Diamonds personally for me to hate him? Now, what I don't like is two things. This is, and I'm going to sum this up really quick. This is what I don't like. And I need this to be very, very clear. So I'm going to be clear. Not from Master Flex, be clear. When you disagree with somebody, you're a hater. When you agree with everything they do, you know what else they call you. I have the right as a man to not agree with people. That don't mean I hate them. That don't mean I dislike them. I just don't agree. I don't agree with everything everybody does. If you're in a relationship, you don't agree with your partner. It is what it is. This is what's happening right now. Now you look at all the media outlets. You look at all the podcasts. You look at all the podcasts that so-called the top podcasts. You look at all the radio stations that so-called the top radio stations. All these podcasts do, this is very important what I'm about to say. All these so-called top podcasts do, all these so-called radio stations do, they don't ask these people critical questions. Why? Because they are afraid. And they're chummy-chummy and buddy-buddy with these individuals. They do not ask them critical questions. Why? One, because they're not intelligent enough to ask them critical questions. And I don't care what nobody say. I don't care who get mad. That's the facts. And they're so in awe of the individual sitting in front of them that they don't ask them critical questions. Because if you ask them critical questions, you're either going to get the answer that we're looking for, or the person is going to BS you and you're going to know that. What do I pride myself on? Asking critical questions that the people want to know. I'm not going to ask what I want to know personally. No, this is what the talk is. Not on no gossip, not on none of that. But we're going to ask critical questions because this is what the people want to know. This is what people are saying. So if you look at a lot of interviews, if Jay-Z goes here, they're not going to ask him nothing because they don't want to offend him. He doesn't want to come back. He's only going to do interviews. Jay-Z, Nas, Diddy, they're only going to do interviews with people who are not going to probe, who are not going to push certain buttons. They're going to do safe interviews. These people do safe interviews. It's almost rehearsed. Now, you ask anybody who sat in front of me, you are not getting prepped. You sitting down, you don't know what I'm about to ask you. You have no clue. Just be ready, be on point, because I'm sharp. I don't play stupid. It ain't cool to play stupid. It ain't cool to be unintelligent. I'm never going to play that unintelligent role. I'm sharp, and I'm going to ask what the people want to know, because I want to know. So when you see Jay-Z do these interviews, When you see Nas do these interviews, when you see Diddy do these interviews, so-called the people who's for black excellence, they're hand-picked people that they do the interviews with. Now, let me say something else. I'm sweating too. Hold on. I need to find a towel or something. But anyway, whatever. It's hot. So look, before I close, Jay-Z did what's right for Jay-Z. The issue that I have also is that when people say he's doing it for black people, this is for black people. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not for black people. I never asked him to go do a deal with the NFL. I never said that. I don't know how that's going to benefit me or help me. I don't even know what the deal is. So how could I say it's good for me? I'm not saying it's bad for me either. I'm just saying he's going to benefit first. He has Roc Nation Sports. So he's been doing deals with the NFL because he has to do deals with the teams based off of his clients. So the whole NFL thing, and it's for black people. How could we say it's for black people? I never said, yo, we need to do this deal with the NFL, man. We need to get this NFL thing right. Jay-Z need to go in there and talk to the NFL. We never said that. So when you, and then a lot of people saying, well, it's one of us. It's one of us. One of us is going in there. How's that one of us? How's he one of us? I don't know too many billionaires. So how is he one of us? Because he look like us? So did Mobutu. Al Sharpton look like us too. So do Jesse Jackson. That don't make you one of us because you look like one of us. And stop talking about where somebody came from and they come from here. That don't matter to me. That don't matter to me where you come from. What I'm saying is he did what's right for him. He's doing what's right for him. And I'm not even mad at that. I'm not mad at that. He's doing what's right for him, for his family, his legacy. Now they're saying that he doesn't have an NFL. He's not getting an NFL team. Cool, fine. But he's doing what's right for him. I'm not mad at that. But don't say what he's doing is right for me. Because I didn't ask him to do that. Don't say what he's doing is going to benefit me. Because that's not what I'm asking for. That's not what I asked for. I don't see how diversity dealing with the NFL is going to help me. Straight up and down. So all that, yo, this is for us. This ain't for us. This is for him. And that's cool. That's cool. I'm not mad at him for doing him. I'm not never mad at anybody for doing what they think is best for them. But don't tell me what somebody's doing best for them is best for me. Because give me what I want. Don't do something. It's almost like somebody selling you Scully's. I used to do this analogy a lot when I was dealing with record labels. And I used to talk about I used to talk about marketing and promotion. I say, well, who decides who spends the marketing and promotion money? They was like, the record label do. I said, so what if y'all decide to buy me Scully's and say it's from a promotion in the summertime? That's money wasted. So that's the whole thing. I don't think one person can speak for all black people. I don't think one black person could say I'm doing this for black people. That's just not how that works. Doggy Diamonds, who came in the game, introducing a lot of these conscious dudes, they won't admit it now because some of them got their own little platform and they whatever. Introduced them to the public via Forbes DVD. Some of them even on this channel. You didn't even know about some of these guys until I introduced them to the world. Fine, cool. They out here now. But I've never said that I speak for all black people. I speak for me. I speak for me. And I speak for my immediate circle. If people agree with me, fine. But I'm never going to say I speak for all of you. Because I'm not out there right now getting a spicy Popeye's chicken sandwich. I don't eat Chick-fil-A. I don't eat none of that stuff. So how could I say that I'm not a vegan? So how could I say I speak for black people when different black people do different things? We're all not the same. We all don't care about football. Some people don't even care about social justice or injustice. Some people don't care. So nobody can tell me why I should support something because it's going to benefit me. And I know it ain't going to benefit me. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So with that, I'm saying Jay-Z NFL deal works for Jay-Z. And I'm not mad at it. I don't know what his deal is. His deal never has been made public. We don't know what the deal is. What's the deal? What's the first thing when you greet somebody, you say, yo, what's the deal? Yo, what's good? What's the deal? You know what I'm saying? We don't even know what the deal is, but everybody's happy of the deal. It could be a deal for him to go perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. He's going to produce the Super Bowl halftime show. Whoop-dee-doo. The way I'm seeing it now, people so in awe and so in love with him, he could open a prison for wrongly convicted men and women. And people will say, yo, I know it's foul that they in jail, but at least Hov run into jail so you know they ain't going to get mistreated. Huh? Forget whether they going to get mistreated or not. They don't belong there. How about that? But I always said this. We're at a part where certain people, they can't do any wrong. And if you question them, you get a title. And you have to live with being called a hater and get called names just because you have, just because you're a critical thinker, just because you ask questions. You know what I'm saying? Just because you ask questions, you could get, I don't mind now, I don't care. I'm not the type of person that cares about what anybody say about me. It doesn't bother me. I think it's funny sometimes how simple people are and how weird people are. But I'm not losing no sleep over Jay-Z. I like his music. I listen to his music and that's it. He's a good rapper. That's it. But as far as him being my leader or some type of leader for me, nah, I'm a grown man. I'm my own leader. I'm my own leader. I think for myself. I lead myself. I'm a reader. I'm a studier. I'm a watcher. Why y'all think sometimes I get quiet? I got a big platform, over 150 something thousand subscribers. If a person had my subscription base and had the content that I had, they would be on here every day just running their mouth. You know why I don't do that? Because I be studying. I'm always studying. I don't want to talk until I study certain things. I don't talk. I don't get on here and just talk for nothing. I always study. I pay attention to everything first. And then I assess the situation. Then I might speak. Sometimes I don't say anything because you never stop learning. But when people ask me to speak, then I do because I feel like I'm doing it for a demographic of people who don't have the voice that I have. But as you see, I don't come before you inaudible. I don't come before you mispronouncing words. I don't come before you sounding like a buffoon. There's no script in front of me. There's nothing rehearsed. I'm not emotional. I'm not angry. I tell y'all to enjoy y'all life. Have fun. Live your life. Be healthy. And that's it. And I'm still going to listen to Jay-Z music. But he's not my savior. He's not here to save me. He's not here to save black people. So if that's what you're thinking, if you think Jay-Z is here to save black people, you are in trouble. Because nobody's here. Only you can save you. Only you can save your family. Only you can save your loved ones and your comrades. But looking for stars, celebrities, podcasters, YouTubers to save you, you are in trouble. You are in trouble. And people say, you're from Brooklyn. You're supposed to love Hov. Yo, that don't mean nothing to me. That don't mean nothing to me. Everybody's not for me. I could listen to your music and separate you as the man from your music. Most of these rappers, I think, are complete scumbags. I don't even like some of them personally. But if he make a nice record, I'll listen to it. But I don't like him. But I ain't going to block nobody blessings. People will call me a hater, whatever the case may be. I don't block nobody blessings. I don't blackball nobody. I don't block nobody blessings. For example, let me give y'all a quick story before I bounce. So it's somebody on YouTube who likes to make videos with my name in their mouth. I'm not going to give them no light. But they've done it. They've done it. A few videos kept my name in their mouth. Whatever. It's not a big deal to me because they talk about me. I don't talk about them. I don't care. So one of my people hit me up and said, yo, this individual want to interview me. I know you got an issue with you. I won't do it because I rock with you all day. I don't rock with him, but I won't even do it if you don't want me to. I said, nah, bro, you need your promo. Do you? Go ahead. That man make money off YouTube. His content is what's gonna get him bread. Go ahead and do that. I could have been like, nah, I don't rock with dude. Go ahead, man. People say about me can't hurt me, especially when you lying. How's it going to hurt me? You got my name in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead. Do that interview. You need your promo. He need content. I'd rather see dudes do interviews and put out content than dudes get on here dissing each other and talking bad about one another. Let's get back to that. Let's get back to content. Let's get back to content. So with that, I'm Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds TV. Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. You have been a part of it. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast on all streaming platforms. That's radio.com. You can download the app for free. iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, CastBox, everywhere. I am all over. You know what I'm saying? And I do want y'all to know, many people ask me, was I dissing Choke No Joke? Was I did? First of all, I will never diss any of my comrades, straight up and down. If I have an issue with any of my comrades, and you know who my comrades are because they've been on my platform, I will never disrespect any of my comrades. If I have an issue with my comrade, the public will never know. I don't throw subliminals. I don't throw jabs at my comrades. I will call them on the phone and we will talk before y'all ever know. Y'all will never know if I have an issue with my comrade, ever. Ever. And y'all know who my comrades are. I will never talk bad about my comrades publicly. I will never sneak this. I will never do any of that. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. So yeah, this is a business call. I gotta go. You're probably asking me where's my show at, and I'm doing it live. So shout out Digital Soapbox Network is the company. That is the podcast network that I co-own with my partner who just called me Big Steel. Shout out to everybody who checked in. Shout out to everybody who sent in a donation. I am Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds No Filter. I'm gonna let my cartoon take me out of here. Oh, and I was the first person doing this cartoon thing too. I don't want to be narcissistic and brag sometimes because I be seeing a lot of narcissism, but I was doing this cartoon thing before everybody. But it is what it is. Yo, shout out to everybody who support, man. I'm out of here. Peace. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.